Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. Getting some information, there may be some police activity at the Wilkes-Barre Township Municipal Offices. Anybody has any information on that, please text it in. We'd love to hear from you. But looking into the sources now to find out what exactly is happening, but I heard that there were some sort of police activity at the Wilkes-Barre Township Municipal Offices. So as we look into that, we'll leave it at that. It's see if I can pull up the next story here. Jake, you got your headphones on here? This is your wheelhouse. So some Boston radio hosts railed against Aaron Rodgers.
Good.
Final season comments, and they basically called it a douche move. Live on the air, because they said he's a narcissist that basically wants to do a farewell tour. Why would you announce that this is your last year?
For attention, because that's the way Aaron Rodgers has always been. He's always craved attention. I mean, look at how long it took him to make a decision. You meet with the team March 21st. You've said things like, like the New York Giants, for instance, they offered him a deal before they signed Russell Wilson. And Aaron came out and said, oh, I would have retired before I would have played for the Giants. Yeah. You wait and wait and wait for Minnesota, to go down the Brett Favre path. You're a Green Bay legend. You're a Green Bay legend and play your last year or two with the Minnesota Vikings. And then this whole deal, I mean, March 21st, and you wait till June 6th to sign the contract, a one-year contract, and you go on Pat McAfee's show, and Pat McAfee, punter for the Indianapolis Colts in the past, Pittsburgh native, so, I mean, he knew what he was doing. He's been on Pat McAfee's show so many times, and Pat has been known to smooch him and Tomlin's butts on there endlessly. And he says, oh, yeah, this is going to be my last year. And you have Pat McAfee and all of his people on there. They're like, we're proud of you. We're proud of you, Aaron. That's a bold decision. And, again, this is all for attention. I mean, he's even come out and said, oh, yeah, I mean, once I'm done with football, I'm just going to disappear. I don't want any attention. That's a bunch of bull. You know what, if you ask me, because Aaron has been this kind of person over the past couple of years, especially, that has just craved attention and craved the spotlight on him. And he had to love how long Pittsburgh coddled him for almost 3 months, let him take his time to make a decision. Oh, I talk with Coach Tomlin every week, and just hearing him inspired me and wanted me to come here. I can't even tell you how much I wanted to throw up in my mouth when I heard that. For to say, oh, Coach Tomlin inspired me. I talk to him every week. Yeah, so basically he coddled you for 3 months, and that was your selling point? Yeah, so you can be coddled. So, yeah, I'm glad that someone sees it the way I do.
Yeah.
I mean.
No, it does. But how do you gain any sort of momentum? When you said, hey, I'm here for, how many games are they playing?
17.
All right. I'm here for 17 games, maybe. I mean, I don't think he'll make the first three without something happening to him. And I don't wish anything bad happens to him.
No.
But say he does one or two games and he does decent. Or, mm-hmm. I mean, do they end up pulling him? Is he going to sit on the sidelines for the other 15 games? Or does he walk away from the team? It puts so much. And I know this is your team. I mean, I really have no vested interest in what the Steelers do. And I think some part of you is saying, yeah, they have to hit rock bottom before they actually make some decent changes.
Exactly. I mean, he's 41 years old. I don't deny his accomplishments. I don't deny that he's definitely been one of the greatest quarterbacks that has ever played this game. I mean, hey, he beat Mike Tomlin on the biggest stage of them all in the Super Bowl. Seemed like it was about 150 years ago at this point. While I don't deny that, I also can't shy away from the fact that teammate-wise and person-wise, he's not a good person. And, I mean, you throw that in, you throw in his injury history. I remember he had a collarbone injury in 2017, pretty much wrecked Green Bay season. There wasn't anything that they could do. And also the age factor. And also when he tore his Achilles four plays in to his New York Jets tenure against the Buffalo Bills on Monday Night Football, you definitely think of all those things. And you think of he's been very abrasive when it comes to having Mike McCarthy fired on his birthday in 2018, when it came to the Jets, Robert Saleh, I'll tell you, and I'm not trying to be a homer here, San Francisco is going to bounce back in a big way this year, and part of that reason is Robert Saleh running that defense. I mean, I'll say that he's definitely more suited to be a defensive coordinator than a head coach, but Aaron, for whatever reason, I mean, he called the shots when he was in New York. He wanted Saleh fired. He wanted the general manager fired. And that's exactly what happened. And the thing is, yeah, if he gets off to a good start and they're 2-0 and they beat the Jets and they beat Seattle, yeah, you have nothing to worry about. But if you're 0-2, if you play like a 41-year-old quarterback, if you deal with some kind of injury and then Mason Rudolph comes in off the bench and once again saves the season, of course he's going to be on McAfee's show, and of course he's going to be throwing people under the bus and, you know, woe is me, like he does. So yeah, it's that's the thing. You have to plan for the future, and I know this year's quarterback class in the NFL draft wasn't really all that stout. Next year's is going to be stout, but how are you going to be able to put yourself in position to get one of those quarterbacks? Because the Steelers, when you're winning 9-10 games, you're picking towards the back half of that draft. You're usually picking somewhere in the 20s. You're the only way you're going to be able to find that potential franchise quarterback is to trade up. And yeah, I'm not trying to shut Will Howard down or anything. I mean, it was a sixth round pick, and yeah, he could be their future. But yeah, you have to look towards the future. And again, Mike Tomlin, Omar Khan, Art Rooney, I remove all logic and reasoning when it comes to this team. You know, everyone was trying to christen them earlier today on Twitter as Super Bowl champions because they acquired Jalen Ramsey, who has been a loudmouth. They acquired Jonnu Smith. Jonnu Smith, who, why? Just because Arthur Smith, the two of them worked together in Tennessee. What are you accomplishing there? You trade away Minka Fitzpatrick back to Miami. I understand that move, but it's, again, I don't get how everyone just thinks that Aaron Rodgers and Mike Tomlin, that they're going to be God's greatest gift when they haven't, this team hasn't won a playoff game in almost 9 years. I mean, what kind of difference is this really going to make? And it never ceases to amaze me, honestly, Rob. It never does.
Yeah, I agree. And, well, hear me out with the conspiracy theory. You talked about the power that Aaron Rodgers had in New York.
Uh-huh.
Who did he want fired?
Robert Saleh, the head coach.
Uh-huh.
That'll never happen, buddy. That'll never happen.
You think? I mean, well, come on. I mean,
there. To put it in perspective, the last time the New York Jets won a championship was 1968. The last time the Pittsburgh Steelers fired a head coach was 1968. They are so stuck in their old ways. They are so stuck in 1972. They still try and run things like they're 1972. And this team, here's the thing. Yeah, they could go 9-8 and yeah, no losing seasons. God's coach. They could also go 5-12 or even worse if the bottom really does fall out. Oh, we believe in him. He'll be our coach for the remainder, for as long as he wants. So it's a different culture in Pittsburgh. It's an antiquated culture in Pittsburgh, I guess you could say.
Yeah, and I think he kind of put himself, I mean, he put himself in the corner. You basically, I'm done after this year. I mean, obviously anyone, I would assume, you know, he's a player. He wants to go out on a high note.
Yeah, but I mean, they all do.
Where does he stand? You know, I think putting that out there ahead of time. Wait till midseason. I mean, everybody kind of knew you're at the end, buddy. You didn't have to announce it.
That's the thing, because he loves the attention. And there have been people in the past, like like when NASCAR, it's different. Like you have to come out and you have to say like, hey, this is going to be my last season. Obviously because of sponsorships, because of contracts, because of finding the next one in line for that car. With the NFL, I mean, I remember Ray Lewis, the right before Baltimore went on their playoff run, January 2013, this is my last ride. And that whole team, they rallied around Ray Lewis and they won the Super Bowl. Peyton Manning, here's the thing. Peyton Manning, class act that he is, Super Bowl 50, Denver Broncos, Carolina Panthers. Peyton, is this your last game? I'll make a decision afterwards. Peyton, Super Bowl champion, was this it? I want this moment to be about the team. I'll make that decision. And he made that decision a month later after the season was over that he was done.
All right. We'll leave it there. Appreciate your insight. And thanks. I'm not expecting great things, but it looks like you're not either as we move forward. I am getting from multiple sources. Again, there is some sort of police activity or was some sort of police activity at the Wilkes-Barre Township Municipal Building. Something about the locks being changed. Still looking into it, but I'm hearing from multiple sources that there has been police activity there. Unknown which police organization, unknown what's going on. But again, I'm getting from three different sources now. Something about the locks being changed at Wilkes-Barre Township Municipal Building and some sort of police investigation. So we'll hopefully have more than that tomorrow, but that's all I got for you now that I can confirm. It is 5:57 here at WILK. We'll be back.